I have been on Joyce Meyer. I keep saying Joyce Payne, because evangelist friend of mine, they not only look alike, they minister alike. But Joyce Meyer, I've been on her mailing list for a long, long time. And she was talking about faith one time. And she, after she'd done all the stuff that about faith, she said, you can request this little word that you can put somewhere that you can look at all the time. And that word is confidence. On my nameplate that I have on my desk, it has my name that way. And I took that piece and I put it onto the backside. So every time I sit down, I see that confidence. Did you know that faith and confidence is synonymous? So I want to share with you this morning from Mark's gospel, and that's what we want to talk about, faith power. Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43, New Living Translation says this. Jesus heals in response to faith. It's the subtitle of this chapter. When Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. A leader of the synagogue, whose name was Jairus, came and fell down before him, pleading with him to heal his little daughter, that she is about to die. He said in desperation, please come and place your hands on her, heal her so that she can live. Jesus went with him, and the crowd thronged behind. And there was a woman in the crowd who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors through the years and had spent everything that she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she got worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched the fringe of his robe. Now, Jesus, most likely, there's a lot of images and they talk about it, most likely wore what we call a tallit, prayer cloth. And these little fringes is what they're talking about in the scriptures. Just touching the fringe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his clothing, I will be healed. And immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel that she had been healed. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in a crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? His disciples said to him, all this crowd pressing in around you, how can you ask who touched you? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. The frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what happened to her, came and fell at his feet and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You have been healed. And while he was speaking to her, messengers arrived from Jairus' home with a message. Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now. But Jesus ignored their comments and said to him, or that he said to them, don't be afraid, just trust me. Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go in with him except Peter, James, and John. And when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion and the weeping and the wailing. He went inside and spoke to the people. Why all the weeping and commotion? He asked. The child isn't dead. She's only asleep. The crowd laughed at him, but he told them, y'all go outside. And then he took the girl's father, mother, and the three disciples into the room where the girl was laying. Holding her hand, he said to her, get up, little girl. And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. Her parents were absolutely overwhelmed. And Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone what had happened. And he told them to give her something to eat. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.